At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Tuesday, October 18th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to kick off Major League Baseball postseason play in the NLCS, looking at Game 1 of the National League Championship Series between the Philadelphia Phillies and the San Diego Padres. This Game 1 kicks off at 8:03 p.m. Eastern Time. And currently, you have the San Diego Padres listed as a short -125 home favorite for Game 1, and the Philadelphia Phillies a +115 road dog. Now, both these teams coming into it are coming off big upsets. The Philadelphia Phillies took down the defending champs, Atlanta Braves. Meanwhile, San Diego Padres, they slayed the beast to the north, which is the LA Dodgers, taking down the Dodgers, who were expected and were the favorite to win the World Series overall. Now, going to this matchup, pitching matchup tonight would be Zach Wheeler, the righty for Philadelphia, 12-7 with a 2.82 ERA. He'll be opposed by Yu Darvish, who went 16-8 with a 3.10 ERA in the regular season. Now, we really haven't seen any line movement on this game. Pretty much open San Diego, laying -125, has stayed San Diego laying -125. And that makes total sense, as the odds makers pretty much are taking an even action right down the middle. If you look at our VSiN.com bet splits, it's 50-50 with the money line bets right down the middle. Now, the fact that it's 50-50 ticket count, the line really hasn't moved at all. I'm waiting to see where does this line break as we get closer to first pitch here at 8:03 tonight. Do we see this line start to continue to rise towards San Diego where they creep up closer to minus 130? Do we start to see this fall a little bit where maybe San Diego falls closer to minus 115? Late movement going into game one, that's what I'll be looking out for. So again, 50-50, no movement. Where do we see this line break? That'll give us an indication of where some respected money might be leaning later going into the matchup on game day when limits are raised and the biggest bets come in. Now, we have seen so far this postseason is that dogs have barked. If you're looking toward Philadelphia, playoff dogs this year are 13-11. Doesn't seem that impressive, but with a dog to have a winning record like that, that's 54% win rate, and you'd actually be up more than 5 units betting on every dog in the MLB postseason this year. And that would translate, because of those plus money payouts, to around a 21% return on investment. Now, Philly would have the advantage at the plate. They're hitting 253 versus 241 for the Padres. But the Padres would have a little bit of an advantage here at the bump. They have a team ERA of 3.81 versus 3.87 for Philadelphia. Now, while we haven't seen much movement here on the money line, we have seen some juice liability on the total. Looks like some over liability in this one. This total opened at a very low 6.5, but we have seen the 6.5 really get juiced up toward the over. It opened 6.5 over minus 115. Now it's 6.5 over minus 120. So based on the way this juice is trending, looks like this line might be rising to 7. In which case, if you do like this over, you probably want to grab the over 6.5 right now. That way, if you get a 4-3 game and it lands on 7, you're able to cash that juiced up overplay. Now, it's going to be a nice night at Petco Park in San Diego. When is it not a nice night in San Diego? 75 degrees, but the wind is blowing in about 8 miles an hour. But obviously, based on the juice price, doesn't look like respected money is worried too much about a windy under. Again, with that liability to the over, 6.5 looking like it's going to rise to 7. Now, that is notable, and it does make sense because both these teams, they cashed quite a few overs in their game in their first series there against the Atlanta Braves and the Dodgers. Both teams went 3-1 to the over in 4 games in the first series. Now, if you're looking at the series price in this one, the San Diego Padres, who have home field advantage, remember, this is a 7-game series and no longer the 5-game set, but San Diego is listed as a very short minus 120 favorite to win the series, whereas the Philadelphia Phillies are a plus 105 dog to win this series.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, now we're going to celebrate the return of the NBA. That's right, NBA opening night is tonight with a pair of big matchups here at 7:30 p.m. and 10 o'clock, a big doubleheader. So let's start off getting back in the swing of the NBA. First game on the board, Philadelphia 76ers at the Boston Celtics. This is a 7:30 p.m. opening tip-off here. And currently, the Celtics are listed as a very short 2-point home favorite, with a total in this game of 216, or even some shops, 216.5. Now, going into it, looking at some win totals here, if you're looking to get some of these futures bets in before the season starts, the Boston Celtics have the highest win total, 53.5, highest of any team this year, but it is juiced up a little bit to the under, minus 115. Meanwhile, the 76ers have a win total of 50.5, 3 games less, but they're juiced up over minus 130. So these teams expect to be pretty even going into the year. Celtics with a slight advantage with that win total being 3 games higher. Now, what have we seen for opening night for tonight? We've seen a little bit of movement toward the Philadelphia 76ers in this one. The Boston Celtics open as high as a 3.5-point home favorite here. And we've seen this line now fall all the way down to 2. So some shops 2.5 all the way down to 2 as well. So you've seen movement all toward Philadelphia and the points here. Ticket count looks pretty good for Philadelphia. They're only getting 56% of bets, but the 76ers are taking in 70% of the money. So you have a little bit low bets, higher dollars, not an overwhelming 70% or more. But again, a little more than half the tickets, but 70% of the money, and the line is moving toward the Sixers. Reading between the lines, looks like some respected money grabbing Philly with the points here. Now, we've also seen some movement toward this over. The total in this game opened at around 214.5. We've now seen it get bet up to 216 or even 216.5. You're looking at the bet splits here. Around 70% of bets and dollars are taking the over. But this line is rising a bit. We have seen last year, if you look at Steam, when a total is 215 or more and the total rises at least half point, cash to the over about a 56% clip last year. So some movement here toward Philadelphia 76ers in the points, +3.5 down to +2. Again, shop around. If you do like Philly, I see some 2.5s out there. So make sure you always get the best number you can. If you like Boston, make sure you get the -2. And again, movement toward this over. see some 216s and 216 and a halves out there. So if you want to go with that liability steam move to the over, make sure you find a book offering a 216, not a 216 and a half over. That way, if it lands 216, you'll push instead of lose that 216 and a half over. For the next best of the rest, let's go to the nightcap here, the second game of the doubleheader between the LA Lakers and the defending champion Golden State Warriors. This kicks off at 10 p.m. Eastern time tonight. And currently you have the Warriors listed as a 6-point home favorite with a total of 225. Now, in terms of win totals, the Golden State Warriors have a win total of 51.5. That is juiced up over minus 130, so a little bit of liability to that Warriors over win total to win 52 or more. Meanwhile, the Lakers, 45.5, so a little bit lower here. Really juiced up to the under, minus 125. When we did see the Lakers last year, they're one of the oldest teams, might have even been the oldest team on average in the NBA. Lakers are always a big public play, almost like the Yankees or a iconic public team. But we did see the Lakers under cash easily last year. With the old team, injuries and also not playing great defense, makes sense why that under is juiced up 45.5 because of the age and lack of youth for this Lakers team, who never didn't get much younger over the offseason as well. Still have LeBron and AD, of course, but I would lean a little bit to that under 45.5. But anyway, looking toward this game for tonight, a little bit of a line freeze here, some liability on the Lakers. That's notable because this game actually opened Warriors listed as a 6-point home favorite, and the Warriors are getting across the market 73% of bets. So the public is all over Golden State laying the 6. However, despite 3 out of 4 bets on the Warriors opened minus 6, they've stayed minus 6. They really haven't moved at all. Now, some books are juiced up, Warriors minus 6 at minus 115, like it may creep up to 6.5. But for all intents and purposes, heavy betting Warriors, line really hasn't moved. Does look like there's a little bit of liability on Lakers plus the points. Again, if you like the Lakers, probably hold out, see if you can get a 6.5. Lakers would have some value here also as a big contrarian play in a heavily bet primetime game. So they're only getting across the market 27% of bets. But this will be the most heavily bet game because it's a late game at 10 o'clock. It'll also be on the TNT, TNT as well, which will get a heavily bet ticket count as well with the public. But line really hasn't moved at all, even though heavy betting on Warriors. So again, liability Lakers, but you may be able to find a 6.5 if you do like the Lakers. Also, we have seen, unlike that Celtics game where the total rose 214.5 up to 216, 216.5, this one has actually dropped. This total opened at around a 227.5. Now we're down to 225. And Lakers were a slower paced team last year. And the Warriors were actually one of the best defenses last year as well. So makes sense that total is dropping a bit. But a little bit of line freeze value possibly on the Lakers, as well as a dip to the total 227.5 down to 225. Football season is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
For Josh's Sweats, first sweat of the night, I'm going to go to the NHL slate here. So first one that I'll be looking at with a bunch of system matches will be the New York Islanders. Give me the Islanders. Shop around. I got the Islanders at a minus 195 price. Of course, reminder, whenever I'm talking about hockey, kind of the model that I use is I'm looking for line moves. Really, percentages don't really mean much here because, again, you can have 70-30 bet split, but it really doesn't mean the same as a 70-30 bet split in the NFL or in the NBA because there's really no public to bet against in hockey. It's really not a heavily bet sport. So, therefore, percentages are real, but they're not as important because, again, you're drawing from a pool of less public bettors, so less public bet, a bias to bet against. So what I'm looking at in hockey, line movement and betting systems. It's really a line move betting system sport. Line moves are driven by respected money. Betting systems can be very profitable here if you can hone in on some profitable or sharp spots. So the reason why I like the Islanders tonight, well, I'll be sweating the aisle. Number one, line movement. As I mentioned, line move toward the aisles. They open listed as around a minus 185 home favorite. Now they're up to minus 195. So right off the bat, we have that line movement toward the aisles telling us respected money is coming in on New York tonight. But also a ton of system matches here on the New York Islanders. So right off the bat, chalky sport, NHL. I tend to bet a lot of favorites. I'm a dog guy. I bet a lot of dogs by nature as a contrarian bettor. But in hockey, again, chalk seems to do very well. I've seen it over the last few years. So in particular, if you look at favorites this year in the NHL, 31-16, 66%, off to a good start right off the bat. Home favorites, 21-10, 68% this year. You look at a home favorite with a line move in their favor. So not only do you have the home fave advantage, you're expected to win. You get the last ice change. Really, that's the big advantage to home teams in the NHL. It's not that the crowd is behind you. A lot of people think it's the crowd. It's more the fact that you get the last ice change. You'll be able to see, as the coach of the home team, what the opposing team puts out for their players. You get to match up based on your best defensive pairing or checking line versus checking line. It's an advantage to that home coach. So home favorites with a line move, showing that line movement in your favor, being the home favorite, 17-4, 81% this year. Also, you have a couple other system matches. Home fave off a win versus an opponent off a loss, kind of the ultimate matchup type standpoint. Your home fave off a win, you're coming off a win, feeling good. The opponent's off a loss, looking to regroup. That angle's 5-1 this year, 83%, but it's also 69% over the last three seasons. You also look at a home favorite off a win versus a non-playoff team from last year. That was 68% last season. So a lot of big advantages and matchups, as well as betting systems on the Islanders. So I'll be sweating the Isles tonight against San Jose. Again, shop around. I got the Isles at minus 195. And this will be going up against a San Jose team that is winless on the season thus far. So give me the Isles, minus 195. My other bet here for tonight for Josh Sweats, another NHL matchup. Give me the Nashville Predators. The Predators are at home tonight against the LA Kings. We've seen right off the bat little line movement toward the Nashville Predators. So I'm on the Preds on this one. Give me the Preds at, I got them at minus 160. Nashville actually opened at around minus 140. So we've seen this team hit Nashville, minus 140 up to minus 160, telling us some respective money is laying the juice here with the Predators. But the biggest angle with Nashville here, system match-wise, yes, we have these favorites doing very well in general this year and looking toward last year. Home favorites 18-9, 67%. But the real angle here, as well as a home favorite with a line move in their favor, but the real angle with Nashville would be a rest versus tired matchup. One angle that I really like in hockey, betting against teams on the second leg of a back-to-back, especially when the opponent has some rest. So Nashville Predators are rested here. They've had a couple days off. They're playing the Kings, who had a win last night in a shootout. It was a heck of a sweat if you're on the Kings there. They also had a line move in their favor around minus 110 up to minus 140. Had to win that thing at a lead, blew it, and actually won it on a walk-off there in overtime, overtime goal. But the Kings played in Detroit. Now they have to travel to Nashville. Not a huge travel spot, but it's the second leg of a back-to-back for the Kings. So kind of a tough schedule angle there. If you look at favorites in the NHL, playing a team on a second leg of a back-to-back, 7-2 this year, 78% overall. Rest versus tired. Again, Nashville hasn't played since the 15th. Kings played last night. I love to bet against these teams on a second leg of a back-to-back. Just hockey's such a grueling sport. Typically, you're also going to play your backup goalie in that second leg of a back-to-back. So Nashville's at home, rested, ready to go. Kings are on the second leg of a back-to-back. Lines moving to Nashville. Give me the Nashville Predators in this one. I got the Predators at minus 160. So looking at tonight, two favorites for Josh's Sweats. Islanders minus 195, as well as Nashville minus 160. That about does it for the VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Tuesday, October 18th. But reminder, we have so much to offer at VSiN, so many great free resources, but also so much great information, advice, betting splits, great data here if you want to become a member. So just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information. You can also sign up for a free newsletter, wake up in the morning with some great sports betting content, VSiN.com/newsletter. Just plug in your email, you'll get it every single morning. But also, one of the best ways to stay plugged into VSiN, follow us on Twitter. We pump out some great content all day, great videos, great information. Follow us at VSiN Live. You can follow me at Josh_insights. And again, any more questions, feel free to reach out. But I wish you the best of luck. Have a fantastic Tuesday. And as always, hopefully you can cash some tickets today. Because as a wise man once said, the godfather of VSiN, cashing tickets, that's what it's all about. Good luck, everyone. Enjoy your Tuesday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.